Hello.
Hi, is this Spencer?
It is. How's it going?
Hey, Spencer. It's Josie and Leroy with KSU. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are y'all?
Doing very well, thanks. What city are you in right now?
I'm in Nashville.
Ooh, nice. Okay, so do you live in Nashville? How long have you been in Nashville?
I do. I've been in Nashville for 7 years. I think today, actually, is my 7-year anniversary. So.
It's your anniversary. What a small world.
I know. Yeah, I love Nashville.
I was going to say, so how has Nashville treated you over those 7 years? How's it been going?
It's incredible. I mean, the community of songwriters and just buddies and friends in this industry has been next level. It really is that kind of family atmosphere that people brag about Nashville for. So I love it.
So you're originally from Denver, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that would be a little bit of a difference, I would think.
Yeah, it's definitely kind of like a culture shock. You know, Colorado people are very outdoorsy and like, Nashville people aren't as outdoorsy, so that's like a big difference.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. But you're doing kind of a Midwest tour right now, aren't you?
Yeah, we're kind of we're hitting a lot of cities in the Midwest, and we just have like a makeup date for Detroit and Louisville and stuff like that, and then our Western tour comes to a close at like 30 some dates. So it's been an incredible ride.
Well, yeah, I know you kind of mentioned the Western tour. Like, you've got that new album out called Western. I'm curious about this because I was reading some of the information about it, and it says Western, a story told in 6 chapters. Can you kind of tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I mean, I love albums that tell stories about your story. So each song being a story, and then I love kind of telling a story with my story. So I really like this idea of, you know, what does it look like to chase your dreams in health and unhealth, in the good and the bad? And so each one of these chapters talks about the journey, in the good parts of the journey, the bad parts, the good, the bad, the ugly, the truth, the hard truths. So 6 chapters, Scorpion, Mustang, Revolver, Pickaxe, Desert Gold, and we put them out kind of in order. And if you listen down to the order of the album in which we put it out, it tells this story about the hero's journey and what it looks like to kind of find yourself, lose yourself, find people, lose people, all that stuff up till the end. And it's kind of just a cool way to take songs that I already love and package them together so that when you're in a season of life where you feel like you need to find a North Star or you're going through a hard time, you can listen to that part of the album specifically. And it just kind of caught on with our fans, and it's something that we love to tell that story.
And see, I love that. That's one of the things that I'm a little old school. I'm a little old, but let's just whatever. But I'm a little old school in that. That's the one thing I miss about a great album that when we used to get an album or a CD back in the day. You could have that progression from point A to point B that we've kind of lost a little bit in the digital age. So I think it's really cool that you're able to kind of focus on storytelling throughout the course of an entire piece of music. Because let's be honest, a lot of times, these albums that get put out today are just one here, one here, one here.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you've got an entire kind of piece of art that you want to put together in the form of music.
Yeah, you know, I want to say something with the albums that I'm putting out. And I still love albums. I think albums are still important. I know we live in a singles age. So I'm not crazy enough to think that, like, oh, I could just drop a 50-song album, everyone's going to care. So we put it out over time. We put out singles first. I think we got to marry two good ideas, and I don't think the ideas are in opposition of each other, which is, let's put out consumable amounts of music, but then let's package it in a way that is like cool and interesting and says something and tells a story. So I don't think those two things have to fight each other to the death. I think they can live in harmony, and I think we did pretty well on this last album, and it's something I'm pretty passionate about, these kind of concepts, records, albums, EPs, where the stories tell stories.
Well, and that's great because no matter what journey you're on, you're going to have the highs, you're going to have the lows, you're going to have, you know, losing your way. So everybody can go
Absolutely.
Ahead and relate to that. So you are going to be bringing your music to the Rosebud Casino that's in Valentine, Nebraska, coming up August 18th. Now, if we're at your show, what can we expect there, Spencer?
Oh, man, I can't wait for that show. I'm stoked. I was checking it out online. I was like, this is going to be awesome. So, you can expect kind of the full journey. You know, if I always want a song for every moment of everybody's life. And I think when you come see a show, you're going to get that roller coaster ride of 1 minute. You know, I think the best compliment someone gave me, they were like, man, one minute I was chugging my beer, and the next minute I was crying in it. So Aww. That's kind of what we hope you feel. We want to have one of the best nights of your summer, and then we also want to make you feel stuff and help you go through whatever you're going through. So we love it. It's a huge party, and I love to meet people before and after the shows, and just a good old time.